This is Ozarks at Large. The Northwest Arkansas Community Correction Center is in downtown Fayetteville, a residential facility for women who are incarcerated from across the state. Some of the women at the facility have been participating in a writing class this year, and many of their words will be part of a stage reading Thursday night at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in downtown Fayetteville. The Northwest Arkansas Prison Stories Project is a reality in large part because of Kathy McGregor, a professional storyteller who moved to the area about a year ago. She says she became familiar with the concept of prison stories when another storyteller, Elaine Blanchard, started such a program in Memphis.
It was such a good idea for Memphis, and Memphis has benefited from it so much. You know, what can we make this available for other prisons, particularly the one here in my new community? So the Arkansas Arts Council I applied for and received a small grant to study with Elaine back in Memphis. So I spent a couple of weeks with her there, and which is also sort of an experiment to see if we can create some kind of program that we can teach other people around the country so that this project can spread.
Kathy McGregor presented the outline of how such a program could work to prison officials in Fayetteville and began attending training that was offered to volunteer programs at the facility. Once she had the proper approval, she met with Erica Wilhite, an actor and the artistic director of the Artist Laboratory Theater in Fayetteville. Kathy had seen the Art Lab's production of Sheet Fort Theater, a stage reading of found texts like advertisements on Craigslist that had been edited into a narrative arc. Kathy approached Erica about a possible prison stories project, and soon both were facilitating 90-minute sessions Monday and Wednesday nights for 4 months inside the Correction Center on College Avenue. Both say the sessions were rather informal.
Once we're in the classroom with the women, it's whatever we decide to do using that framework. We've never been, they've never policed us or...
They won't let us bring snacks, though.
We can't have snacks. Well, they have police us that way. We can't have snacks.
While hostess cupcakes are contraband, both women stressed there was never censorship from authorities at the center when it came to the writing sessions. Kathy and Erica were also allowed to bring in a few guest speakers, artists, and musicians.
Shannon Wurst was our first artist. She came and helped the women write a lullaby to their children and put it to music. Joanne Kaminsky came and did mask making with them, which was phenomenal. And then they told the stories of their masks. And Carolyn Briggs, who is an author and screenwriter for Higher Ground, the film Higher Ground, came. We screened, the entire prison got to screen that film. And then she came on a Saturday and answered questions and comments about what it was like to be a writer on a faith journey and then become a screenwriter for this film, which got a lot of recognition. So we made that available to everyone at the prison.
Thursday night, five actors will read the script that Erica has developed. The night begins with a reception at St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 6:30. Erica says the performance will then follow at 7:30.
We enter the performance, and it's a staged reading by five local actresses of a script that's probably about an hour and 15 minutes. And it's comprised of their personal story. Some are in their own words, like oral storytelling interviews that we've captured by audio and transcribed. But most of it is their creative writing. And so my role in this has been to curate, so to speak, their writing in a dramatic form.
Kathy McGregor says for many of the women who participated, it was the first time in a long time, for some the first time ever, that writing their words down on paper had been strongly encouraged.
At the last of the classes was a sort of a going away party for us, and I gave them a folder to keep their writings, a yellow notebook, a fresh pen, and a book of poems, because they really, really loved poetry and discovering poetry. And these were hardcover copies that I found online at used bookstores. And one of the classmates burst into tears when she got her book and started crying and said, "I'm 26 years old, and this is the first book that anyone's ever given me." Mm-hmm. And it was just, one of those moments where if I ever felt like I was too tired or it was costing too much money or and too much time, and I didn't know if I wanted to do this again. That was all I needed to hear.
Kathy says it's impossible to know for sure if these past 4 months will have a dramatic, lasting impact on the lives of these women after they're released. But she says the evaluations written at the end of the work proved to be touching and strongly suggested the classes were a help while the women were incarcerated. Erica Wilhite says those evaluations do provide a sense of hope.
I'd have to share, it wasn't in the evaluation, but in a thought that one of our ladies was having, as she wrote down in an essay, but of what her future, her perfect like day would be in the future. And she said she would go to school for cosmetology, so that she could afford college. And she would put herself through college so that she could be a writer, and that she saw herself as an accomplished writer being read by everyone all over the world. And that's not a dream that she would have had before this program.
The Northwest Arkansas Prison Stories Project performance, a stage reading, will be Thursday night at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. The reception is at 6:30, the reading an hour later. There is a suggested donation of $10 for the performance. Money raised will be used to further fund the project. Earlier that day, the actors will perform the reading inside the Northwest Arkansas Community Correction Center for the entire prison population and the staff. This is Ozarks at Large.